Hello, this is David Owens with the University of Delaware, located at the Carville Research and Education Center in Georgetown. Today is July 22nd, and this alert is regarding spider mites and also fall armyworm. I'm going to start with fall armyworm in sweet corn. Last week, I was in the planting of sweet corn that was above threshold for them in the eastern side of the county. And then I got reports from Virginia of heavy fall armyworm activity in some areas. What you want to look for is the presence of live worms. So when you're scouting, look for window panes on leaves going into the whorl. If you're seeing large holes and big frass plugs in that whorl, you want to make sure that armyworm is still there before you try hitting it. They do most of their feeding in the last few days of their larval development, and then they leave. So small worms can do a lot of feeding. If there's already a lot of feeding, is that worm still there? And then second thing, how many plants are infected or infested? Our thresholds are 15% in young sweet corn, 30% in mid-whorl stage, and then down to 15% late whorl, early tassel push. Though some states do use lower thresholds than that. If you are above threshold for fall armyworm, at this point, I do not recommend using a diamide product like Coragen or Besiege or Elevest, because they all have label restrictions on how much diamide we can apply in the crop on the year. And we need to save all that active ingredient for when silks are coming out in August. There are other good options. We've got Avant. We've got Intrepid Edge. I like Intrepid Edge because we can also use that for silk sprays for targeting corn earworm. However, it is pretty pricey. Lanate can work on small corn, on small armyworms that are relatively high in that whorl. Last time I did an unreplicated strip trial, it got about 40, maybe 50% of them with a lanate warrior mix. That may be enough. It might not be. Whereas the other materials, Avant and Intrepid Edge that were tested, got more than 75%. I believe Ryman is also labeled. Ryman was a favorite in South Florida among sweet corn producers targeting fall armyworm in whorls. So check the vegetable guide for materials that are labeled for sweet corn. Regarding spider mites, I'm still getting calls about them. Check to make sure that your spider mites are still alive before triggering a spray. Starting to get reports of fungal pathogens on spider mites and spider mite populations dwindling. This is isolated. I don't know how widespread that is, because I've been in other fields where they're continuing to chug along. So just make sure that those spider mites are still present. Recent rains are going to help us out a lot. If that fungal pathogen is present, it'll only help increase its activity. And then soybeans with rain can tolerate more mite feeding than drought-stressed soybeans. So I hope that helps. Continue scouting fields. This is a tricky time of the year, and I wish you all the best. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me anytime, owensd@udel.edu. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Warrior 2 with Xeon technology and Besiege are restricted use pesticides.